Several Barry establishments will be offering up some special treats today to help raise money for Barry Pride. Local bakeries, coffee shops, eateries, and other similar businesses have added a rainbow treat to their menu for the day as part of Barry Pride's annual Rainbow Treats for Change initiative, which is also aimed at raising awareness of the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. Organizers say May 17 was specifically chosen to commemorate the World Health Organization's decision in 1990 to declassify homosexuality as a mental health disorder. An event like Rainbow Treats for Change is important for the same reason the majority of Pride-related events are important, says Jesse Lawson, Barry Pride's chief operating officer. There's no reason for us to fight anymore, but if you look at the stats on violence against trans people, they're extremely high, Lawson said. Hundreds of people are being murdered in our country every year, which is something I don't think most people are necessarily aware of. Events like this are really eye-opening. The initiative is also meant to help build a diverse, inclusive community and show you're a 2SLGBTQIA+ ally. Lori Rosanelli, owner of Around My Gluten-Free Table in the city's southeast end, has been a part of the initiative since it first launched in the city in 2018 and says it's important to her to help build an inclusive community. We all should be equal and it's a fun opportunity to do that and to bring everybody out and get people's support, she said. It's always a rainbow and so the kids love it for the rainbow. Maybe they don't understand the whole reasoning behind it, but they always come out. We always sell out and it's fun. It brightens up the showcase. A portion of the proceeds from the event will go back to the local organization, Lawson said, and contribute to cover the cost of a variety of its programming ranging from establishing Pride-positive places to the Barry Pride food pantry. The rest stays with the participating business, she added. You're helping the local businesses you love post-COVID as well, so it has like a threefold impact where it helps the community, Lawson said.